I mean, if you've met the criteria that God required, nothing shall be impossible with you as his son, right?
Correct.
Absolutely nothing. Or that John 16, 23 and 24. If you're walking in obedience to his word, he give you a blank check. Did he not? That's the new covenant. These things are just a few of the promises that's under our new covenant. That he's in charge of this covenant. Jesus is. He's made this for you and me. So now then, I want to take you back to the old covenant for a minute. I want to show you some things he said he would do and who he is. I want to go to Deuteronomy 32, 39 through 43, and I want you to see a little bit about who God is. Because I've come to realize over the years, I didn't know who he was. I had an idea of who God was, but he wasn't who I thought he was. He does things different than I do. See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God with me. I kill. Somebody says, no, God would never kill. Did you know there is preachers, I've read some of them's books, that have written books that this scripture does not mean what it says? So who are you going to believe? If God says, there is no God with me, I kill and I make alive. Are you going to believe that God kills? I'm going to believe it. It's going to put a reverent fear in me. If God was through with me right now and he decided to kill me right now, could he kill me? Man, one heartbeat. I mean, in one heartbeat, every one of us on this earth is only one heartbeat away from death. You know that? It's amazing how quick you can die. We had an experience with death in my office just a few weeks ago. My wife had a little dog she loved with all her heart, almost 16 years. And all of a sudden she screamed twice and her heart exploded. Cheryl whipped her up and brought her into my office and we prayed over that little girl. But that little dog died instantly. Do you know every one of us are one heartbeat away from death? How easy would it be for your heart to stop beating? Real easy. Cheryl and I, laying there in bed the other night, talking, we made a pact with each other. From this day forth, we're never going to make a derogatory statement about the other one or about our children. We're going to walk in love. I don't care what happens. I mean, I've come to realize there's a little devil sitting on every one of our shoulders trying to get us to believe a lie. You ever having a great day and everything's going perfect? And I'll just use this man as an example here. Me and him, we've good friends. We've loved each other for years and everything. And I walk in and I say something like, hi, Jack, how's your day going? And when I say that, there's a little demon sitting on his shoulder and he just tells him, get him. You know, I mean, he's had a good day. You've had a rotten day. Just get him. And man, he just comes back at me and says something nasty to me. Now, does that ever happen to a man and a wife? Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, you're having a good day and you walk in, you've had a miserable day and everything, the world's gone wrong. And everything, your wife, you walk in and you say, she says, hi, honey, how's your day? He said, don't talk to me. I know nobody ever done that to their mate except me, have you? See, there's a little devil sitting on your shoulder saying, just get him or just get her. You know what I mean? You know what I mean, don't you? Yeah, they're there. Well, Cheryl and I, we've just become smart enough to realize that demon is there and he's trying to put us to the test to get us to miss our rewards with the Lord. And so we're not going to believe the report of the enemy no more. I don't care what happens. I mean, we are so close. What? Just think about this. So let's say something happens and you say, I can't stand it no more. I'm just going to divorce my wife. I can't stand it no more. I've had it with this woman. And I were to walk in and say, you know, you got 1 week. 1 week left. And next Friday, your heart's going to stop and you're going to be a dead man. I guarantee it. God told me you have 1 week to live. Are you still going to divorce your wife or can you live with her one more week? Well, I guess if I only got 1 week left, I guess I can live with her one more week. Let me tell you, if you can live with her one more week, You can live with the rest of your life. So here's the thing. Life lived in terms of dying is much more dynamic. You'll enjoy life. If you wake up this morning and say, "Praise God, I'm still alive today, Lord. We're going to do something good for you today, Lord. I'm going to win somebody to Jesus. I'm going to pray for somebody. I'm going to get somebody healed today. I'm going to teach the Word of God today. I'm going to do something for you, Lord." And he said, "Oh, since you're going to do it for me, I was going to take you out today, but since you're going to do something for me, I'm going to give you one more day." And then you wake up the next morning. You say, "Lord, praise you for this beautiful day." And somebody comes and says, "All these bad things happened last night." "Oh, well, praise God, that's okay. I'm still going to do something good for Jesus today." And so you go out and do something good for Jesus. Just like a man told me the other day. He's 80-something years old. He called me and said, "Thurman, I had a real experience with God today." I said, "What's that?" He said, I'm writing a book." I said, "Yeah, I knew you told me you're writing a book." He said, "I had a tremendous pain in my chest and in my shoulder all the way down to my arm. Just became numb." He said, "For a second, I thought, good grief, I'm having a heart attack." Does that sound like a heart attack? Extreme pain in the chest and pains down the arm. That's exactly what they say happens to a man. It's not quite as pronounced on a woman, but the men, they have this. And he said, "I stopped." Said, "At first, for a second, it kind of grabbed me. And I thought, okay, God, if today is the day for me to come home, I'm ready to come home. But," he said, "if you'll leave me here, I'll finish this book." But he said, "Lord, either way, it makes no difference with me. If I get to come home today, I'm going to be with you in the next heartbeat. And if you leave me here, I'm going to finish this book, and everything I'm going to do, I'm going to do for your glory. So, Lord, it's your choice." He said, immediately all the pain and everything went away. He said, "I ain't had a pain since." Now, isn't that amazing? Now, what did God put us here for? Oh, I know. He put us here to work and make $1 million and buy us a new home and drive a new car. That's what he put us here for, wasn't it? Oh, you don't think that's what you're here for, huh? What are we here for? Oh, to serve the King. To produce fruit for the kingdom of God. To be out telling people about Jesus. Winning people to the kingdom. Getting people healed and all that stuff. That's what you're here for. So, when's the last time you won somebody to Jesus? Amen. Amen. Now, if you can't say like I used to, I mean, when I'd been a Christian 25 years, they asked me the question, "When's the last time you won somebody to Jesus?" I said, "Well, I never won nobody to Jesus. I'm just a Sunday school teacher. I'm just a deacon in a church. That's a pastor's job. That's not my job." But I kind of find out that is my job. It's everybody's job, right? Our job is to be about the works of Jesus. But I've come to realize the church is not too good about this. But look what the Lord says here. "I'm the one that kills. I'm the one that makes alive. I'm the one that wounds. And I am the one that heals." Now then, if you're not pleasing the King, you think maybe God might be giving some of us a spanking? I know He does. I know He does. He's God. This is the part that we don't see. Now let's go to Isaiah 44, 6 through 8. Let's look at this. Isaiah 44, 6 through 8. When people say, you know, "God would never kill me." Well, I mean, He says He will. So, you know, I mean, I'm going to believe what the Word says, aren't you? If the Word says it, I'm going to take it at face value. "Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and His Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, I am the last, and besides me there is no God." Is Allah God?
No.
Is Buddha God?
No.
Is Confucius God?
No.
Is God God?
Yes.
Now, He has a son. What is His name?
Jesus.
Now then, Isaiah 45:5. "I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God besides me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me." Now wait a minute, what does that mean? I read that a lot of times before I began to understand it. I have girded you, though you don't know me. Who is pulling the strings with Obama? God. Is he in control? Yes. Is he girding Obama? Yes. Does Obama know him? No. They don't have a clue who he is. Now then, let's go to Exodus 15:26, and I want to show you one of the promises under the Old Covenant about healing. Exodus 15:26. If you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God. Now, obviously, we don't know what diligently means. You know, it's very easy for someone that's a Christian to spend 20 hours a week watching television. You know that? And it's real easy for people to watch 5 or 10 hours a week. But if you say, I want you to study God's Word 20 hours this week, oh my gosh, there ain't no way. Here a while back, I was getting ready to go to GLC to make television programs, had to make 15. And everybody in the ministry center knows that every morning I'd get up and go in my office and lock the door, and I'd get in the computer or the Bible, the Word of God, and I would read and study, and I did that until, who knows, I'd come out to eat once in a while, and then I'd be back in there till 10, 11, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning for about, what, 3 weeks, Pat? Wasn't about 3 weeks doing this? I got ready to go to GLC. Pat said, boy, I know this is going to be an awesome time. I said, what do you mean? She said, as much time as you spent with God, there ain't no telling what he'll do with you this time. If you lock yourself up with the Word, what's the King going to do for you? He's going to do something. That's right. He's going to do something. He's really going to do something. But in Exodus 15:26, he says, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and will do that which is right in his sight, now not yours, not what you think's right, but what he says is right, and will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, then I, God, will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Now this is under the old covenant. Now, do we just read in Hebrews 8 we got a better covenant?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, I Thought You Were a Man of Faith, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.